This is the start of Sound Roll 6, and we are now at the dance, Saturday night. Missed the slate the last time. We'll have to pop the mic. My bulb is broken. I've got a replacement.
Could Tom find it?
I'll do it as soon as we start.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 1980 Luskin Incarnation. Honor Guard advance. Duchess of Sliding, Melanie Mills. Jones, escorted by David Matson. Duchess of Ski, Anita Lehtinen, escorted by Tim Polansky. Duchess of Skating, Linda Leffel, escorted by Kurt Peterson. Duchess of Rubal, Julie Mackey, escorted by Bruce Mill. Duchess of Snowmobile, Leanne Nugent, escorted by Scott Karate. Duchess of Vipogelka, Kay Hakula, escorted by David Johnson. I would like to present the parents of the Queen candidates. Irene Mykonen, mother of Kathy Mykonen, escorted by her son, Duane Mykonen.
Making Luskiana such a success this year, especially the chairman and co-chairman of our Luskiana committee, Jerry and John Kangas, and Paul and Linda Spencer. They've done a wonderful job this year. And now on to the important thing. Patrick, could you bring me the scroll? Luskiainen of 1980, selling 635 tickets, is Tammy Kmetz.
We'll have Miss Luskin of 1980 say a few words to you.
I'd like to thank my mom and Roger and especially my brother Dan for helping me sell all these tickets. I'd like to thank all you people out there who helped support me and buy all these tickets. Thank you.
Honor guard, come to attention. Honor guard, form march. Honor guard dismissed. A dance will follow the coronation beginning at 9:00. The maestros are playing, so have a good time. Good night.
To go over what we did, my Slater was broken, the bulb, so the first thing we did, which was to watch the kids in the hallway outside, there's no slate on that, although sound and picture were running at the same time, and then from then on it was simply popping the microphone with my hand, and so you hear little pops on that. And then at the end, I recorded a lot of the filing out ceremony, for which there is no picture. And now I'll change the microphone, or change the light to fix that, hopefully.
No, I don't see.
Well, I'll just ask you a few questions, if
okay.
You could. What's your name again? I didn't catch
Tammy Chemnitz.
Right. And you win the queenship by the number of tickets you sell?
Yes, you do.
How soon do you start selling them?
Well, we started 2 weeks late. There's usually a month, but I only had 3 weeks.
So. And you thank your brothers for helping you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go door to door and do it yourself?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. what are they, how much do they sell for?
A dollar.
Dollar?
Yeah.
And then this money is used to, what, keep it?
For the gifts for the Queen and for the teen club for next year.
So it's part of the fundraising that these tickets for the trip to Las Vegas and all that's part
of it? No, that's different.
That's different?
This is just for, just for the kids that in teen club and stuff. Because teen club puts this on for us.
How many years have you been in the teen club now?
This is the first year.
First year?
Yeah.
Is there an age limit on that after you're out of high school?
Yeah, I think so. Just after
how
high school.
How many members are in the teen club?
I don't know, probably about 30.
30?
Yeah.
And they hold most of their events in this building?
Yeah.
How many years have you been coming to Las Cañas?
Well, this is about the fourth time.
Fourth time?
Yes. Yeah.
On both sides of town?
No, on my mom's side. I'm a quarter Finn.
So you have to be part Finn to be queen?
No, you don't. You just have to live out in Palo, I guess.
Have to live in Palo.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to interview some of the other people, too. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Thanks. What's your name?
Tammy.
They wait every year for it, you know. It's the only time they meet each other. I say when they come around and meet their old friends that they haven't seen for many years, and they come from all over the country here to visit these people.
Do you get Finnish American people from other states to come here?
There's a few of them generally show up. Yes.
From where? Most of Michigan and Wisconsin?
Or? Some Michigan, some Wisconsin, and there was some from Iowa here last year that I remembered when they just took the slides of the Les Gannon here.
That's when Carol Babaraki was.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we had a great time with her. At the dance, they had two dances last year, the teen dance on Friday night and then the old timers dance on Saturday night. I guess she had quite a time. We tried to keep her busy, you know, dancing on the floor.
She wrote a very fine report.
Yeah, right.
Excellent report. I sent a copy of it to Gene Stimack.
I know Gene and Stimack real well.
Uh-huh.
So we used to live right neighbors to him in Hoyt Lake. So.
You were chairman of this for 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years, yeah. Right.
What's your name again? Sorry.
Clifford Kipley.
Kipley.
All right. Okay. So I'm not finished, but.
I want to get it. But you feel finished, right?
I got initiated into the Finnish clan here. We've been out here 15 years now and really enjoy it. It's one of those things.
The decision to hold only one dance rather than two, is that try to bring the families closer?
I don't really know what the chairman decided on this year, but the way that worked out anyway.
But they didn't have a dance last night?
Yeah, we had two dances last year, I say.
Last year.
The children's dance, or kids' dance on Friday night, and then the adult dance on Saturday night. So.
Who provides the music for the dance tonight?
The Maestros, and it's a bunch of retired musicians from Eveleth in Virginia and Hibbing. And they're older fellows. They're, I'd say, in 60 or better. Real good musicians.
Do they play Finnish music as well as American?
Oh, I believe they would.
Yeah.
So, and I suppose they'll have some of this, what they call South African music. That's my version of it, anyway. I have 9 children, and anyway, so I hear a lot of it. But anyway.
How do the various people in the Queen's Court get elected? I mean, why would one person be with this cross-country and another?
I don't really know how that Queen, the King Cup works at.
Election is done by the team club.
It's by the team club, yes.
Yeah.
It's strictly team club business, so Right. Yeah.
What, did I got a live band?
This building gets quite a bit of use then throughout the year.
Oh, yeah, right. And we'll see. It's about 8 years ago, I believe, that the school district consolidated, and they moved all the kids into Aurora, or they bus them in. And then the building sat empty for a couple of years, and I believe about 3 years ago, they started taking over the building and using it for all these different activities.
Did the building belong to the county?
No, it belongs to the Aurora School District, or Aurora Hoyt Lake School District. It used to belong to the county, and they deeded it over to the district for, I don't know, it was a dollar or something like that. And now the school district deeded it over to the township for a dollar.
So it's but its purpose is to act as a community center.
Right, yeah. And there's 17 groups that meet here weekly. So, and besides all the other activities that are going on here, so.
Well, there really is no, unless they used the Aurora School, there's no other building.
Well, there's, again, we're about 11 miles from Aurora right now, so it'd be a lot of ways to, or a long ways to trap. Support the kids over there and everything. Like Pony League basketball, they come from as far over as Highway 53, which is about 15 miles, to play Pony League basketball here. I see, and it's really really the hub of the community right here. I say, if we wouldn't have this building here, I don't know what the kids would do. Chase the streets someplace, that's about it.
What's the use for in the summertime, is it?
Well, I'm also chairman of the recreation department for the town of White Deer, and we have different programs as far as the kids' dancing lessons, tumbling lessons. We have some scout meetings here when it's inclement weather outside. What else? Well, then there's exercises. They have extra, gymnastics and stuff like that for also the adults, you know, so that some of these old people can get out and bend their bones and listen to them cry.